Home of Todd Cole, who's a Quinney West resident, works in the industrial park in Belleville, and came face to face with an ugly smear campaign, this horrible political smear campaign that just came out from the honorary mayor of Dildo. And I'm talking to Todd Cole about that now. Thanks for taking the time.
No problem. Thanks.
You know, anytime somebody goes through a terrible political campaign, it's always tough that somebody has to live through that. But we'll do a bit of a backstory for those who don't know. The late night talk show host Jimmy Kimmel took on the honorary mayorship of a town called Dildo, Newfoundland. And certainly there's enough humor in saying the name of the community that a lot of people can understand the little bit of humor with it. So yourself and your wife, you are going on a trip to Newfoundland. So kind of take us from that position where we are now with you wearing a Jimmy Kimmel Live hoodie and kind of some of the steps in between.
Oh, we were in Newfoundland at the end of October. Mm-hmm. Down there visiting St. John's, and we went for a day trip. We toured out to Dildo, to the brewery. Great beer, great food. We saw the picture or the vote for Jimmy sign there on the wall. I'm like, I'm gonna need a picture beside that and Instagram it and tag them, maybe get a like. And 3 months later, I got a reach out on my Instagram from a field producer and said they'd like to do something on the show. And then about 2 weeks later, the vicious ad campaign came out.
So tell us a little bit about your backstory here. Just born and raised in the area, Todd?
Yeah, just north of Belleville in the Foxborough area. Yeah, went to school at Centennial.
So just a regular vacation trip. I wanted to, I've seen the Instagram photo and you kind of just said, you know, I'm going to make a run at the honorary mayorship. What's the backstory of how Jimmy, was it he heard somehow about the name of the town and thought it was funny? Or do you know any of that backstory of his relationship to the town?
I followed it very little, like when it happened. It was a few years, I think it was 5 years ago. So yeah, I think he caught wind of the name and yeah, went on from there, and he put a nice sign up on the side hill of the town.
So he's visited there.
He has not visited there.
Oh, okay.
His sidekick on the show, I can't remember his
Guillermo.
Name. Yeah, Guillermo.
Guillermo
has been there.
And so it sounds like you posted this photo a while ago. When did the attention start?
Just in the past week.
So, tell me about the show. Reaching out to you and how all that came to be.
So yeah, it was about two weeks before it aired. They reached out, said they'd like to do something, didn't say what they were going to do. I said it could air that night. It didn't. He said I'll get in touch with you. And last Wednesday, it aired, and they contacted me just before the day before or that day of it went on air.
And so tell me about watching the show and what is that how you first saw it, was staying up late to watch it, or did you see it on YouTube, or how did that all go down?
No, we stayed up late and watched it. Everybody got a kick out of it. I think I laughed a couple times. That was about it. But
yeah,
I was thinking more of responses I could make.
Yeah. And from there, when you have somebody that's obviously internationally known, what was the next few days like? What have the last few days been?
Everybody loved the routine. They really felt sorry for the dogs as he went after the two dogs, but they were getting more love than I was. But friends and family and everybody loving it.
So, who did you talk to from the show? Have you talked to Jimmy? You're wearing a hoodie. Your partner Sarah's wearing a hoodie. But has there been any interaction with him? Is there any follow up that's coming from this? Are you planning on making a response?
Not talk to Jimmy. It was a field producer I was interacting with. A lot of people have given me a ton of ideas for a response. I haven't responded yet. I might. I don't know. It's still up in the air.
And so if this is it, just one of those 15 minutes kind of things, what's your thought of the whole thing now that you've had a chance to kind of digest it?
Yeah, 15 minutes of fun. A lot of people, like I said, friends and family are having a great time with it. anybody I meet just say, yeah, I've seen that. It was great.
Quinny West, Todd Cole, getting to experience Jimmy Kimmel. I want to see if, I'll be honest, if you're going to go at him, I think we can really hit a home run here. And let's throw some of the scandal that he's had in the past, now that he's dug up dirt on you, I think we can.
I think we can, yes.